Let's talk a little bit about non-protocol management and metastatic disease. We're talking a non-curative kind of situation. In general, what's your approach to first-line therapy in a patient who's chemotherapy naive?
For metastatic colorectal cancer off protocol, probably the two best first-line choices are either FOLFOX with bevacizumab or FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. I pick either of the two based mostly upon patient tolerance or side effect preferences. In general, the hematopoietic and most of the non-heme toxicities, including GI toxicities, tend to be very similar between FOLFOX and FOLFIRI. With irinotecan, there's obviously alopecia. With oxaliplatin, there's neuropathy. And there are also occasional patients who will have some other issue, including those which, for example, with Gilbert syndrome, whom would not be appropriate for irinotecan. If one had adjuvant FOLFOX, as long as it's been more than a year, I think retreatment is fine. However, it is equally appropriate and probably makes a little bit more sense to start with an alternative therapy that the patient and the tumor have not seen. And those are the ways in which I decide first-line therapy for most patients.
Would you guess you see 100 people who have not had previous therapy, what fraction would get FOLFOX versus FOLFIRI?
Right now, in order to be consistent in my practice, most patients get FOLFOX, but that has as much to do with trying to be consistent for our team and also my perception that all things being equal, many patients would rather run the risk of a gradual neuropathy where the drug can be discontinued rather than starting out with alopecia. And that's a slight bias, but I think that's one other way in which we tend to make the distinction. The other discussion I have with the patient is whether or not infusional regimens will fit with their lifestyle and quality of life outcomes. And in general, most patients will tolerate a pump, particularly if one of the smaller infusion devices are used. The large, bulky ones can be quite cumbersome, but the smaller infusion devices usually are lightweight and not that much of a hassle for most patients, as long as there's good home care nursing to be able to deal with the pump. Usually I use the modified FOLFOX 6 regimen, so the bolus is only on day one. They're not coming back on day two. For patients who are not pump candidates, I think there is now sufficient data with capecitabine substituting for intravenous 5-FU for metastatic disease. I don't have problems treating patients with that regimen either if they decline to use a pump.
It's an interesting kind of perspective or way you put this, if they're not candidates or if they decline it. I wonder, given the palliative intent of this therapy, if patients were presented with those two options, do you normally present the option of capecitabine or you wait and see if there's some kind of objection to using a pump?
No, I give the patients all their options and try to give some frame of reference so that they can understand the implications for themselves. A pump in the adjuvant setting tend to be a little bit more of a stickler because of the curative intent. For metastatic disease, if there's any difference between them, it's likely to be extremely small. That is, any difference between oral and infusional regimens. And even if there's a mild survival difference, many patients would be willing to say that that very incremental difference is more than offset by quality of life differences. Now, in truth, the toxicity profile between infusional 5-FU and capecitabine are very close. In fact, there's probably a little bit less hand-foot syndrome with the infusional 5-FU. However, the added convenience is often very important. And in particular, if you have a younger patient who's active, or on the other hand, an older patient who doesn't do well with extra appliances, as long as they can reliably take oral therapy, that is, take the right number of pills in the morning and the right number of pills in the evening, and they're able to be compliant with calling us if they start to have any toxicities that we need to be able to stop the drug when it's appropriate. As long as they're reliable, I think either can be given well, And therefore, the discussion of how much difference does it make to you needs to be had with the patient to empower them. Some patients would rather have 48 hours and done. Some patients would rather take several pills twice a day for 2 weeks. But I think it's close enough that I actually ask the patient which they prefer.